We welcome in for the first part of the show today. We've got our gals from the Families First Partnership here in North Platte. Executive Director Jessica Vogt is with us. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
And we've got the trustee Central Navigator
for
the organization, Delicia Mata. How you doing, Delicia?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. So we want to talk about a few things here this morning. You want to start with the Lincoln County Child Abuse Prevention Council and their efforts at the Buffalo Bill Mansion for Christmas at the Cody's.
Yeah. So to start with, a little background on the Lincoln County Child Abuse Prevention Council. It's made up of a wide variety of different agencies in North Platte. Mm-hmm. Examples are EDN, Lincoln County CASA, Sixpence, Community Connections. There's a lot of agencies involved in this effort. The goal of Child Abuse Prevention Council is to help end the cycle of child abuse through media campaigns, local awareness, and providing prevention resources and information. The council has been in operation since 1990. It's supported by the Bring Up Nebraska Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so they provide the, you might see in various yards, these yard posters. It's a blue Nebraska with usually an adult and a child, the blue pinwheels. And typically you'll see those around April because that's Child Abuse Prevention Month. The efforts are focused on the five promotive and protective factors. And those are knowledge of parenting and child development, social and emotional competence of children, parental resilience, social connections, and concrete supports. So those basic needs, living arrangements, food, insurance, medical care. As if you don't have those, it's hard to maintain stability in a healthy environment.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of studies have shown that a lot of abuse is linked to lack of things.
Correct.
Basically.
Yep.
Families in need. And,
yeah.
And so you figure you're going to solve a lot of that just by guiding them, giving them the resources they need so mm-hmm. they're not dealing with these things that cause them to lash out.
Yep. Right?
Okay, so what are they doing at the mansion during this season then to help people be aware of that?
So they have decorated a tree at the very top of the stairs. There's the yard signs. They're set up. There's also a few different goodies that are set up there. There's like stress balls. Oh, goodness, what else?
We have a swag bag. Mm-hmm. Again, the tree is decorated in honor of Lincoln County, the CAP Council, and so it's all blue. We have a blue Christmas tree. Pinwheels are there, logos, Bring Up Nebraska, and there's also a few other of the little child abuse prevention swag. Mm-hmm. Around the tree as well.
Just to get the word out and make more people aware of the organization exists. They're there for you. They can help you. So it's kind of, would it be fair to say they're kind of, you're the overarching organization. They're underneath you, but their goal is to direct people even more specifically, guide them to these other organizations you mentioned?
Not necessarily. It's a group effort.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
So it's more of a partnership type.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There isn't one agency who is in control of everything.
Okay.
It is very driven and motivated by everybody who's a part of it. And we all work together to share the resources, be present at events. So, like for the Buffalo Bill Christmas at the Cody's, there's a handful of us who will be volunteering for the different stations at Buffalo Bill's Mansion. So there's the inside tours, there's cider and cookies, the
roasted chestnuts.
The chestnuts, but the wagon. There's people volunteering for that as well.
Okay. So the council basically is just composed of these organizations you mentioned at the top,
mm-hmm.
basically. the goal of all of them is to lessen the impacts of child abuse.
Yes.
Basically in Lincoln County. Okay. Anything else, either in conjunction with this or anything else that Families First has going on that you wanted to mention today?
Delicia would like to share more about the Christmas at the Cody's. A little bit of info on that.
Tell us more about Christmas at the Cody's. What's happening out there?
It's 5 special days. Starting Friday the 19th, Jess and I will be there in attendance. And we're looking forward to the community coming, supporting all the work that has been done with the nonprofits. Each room is decorated by various different organizations, and with admissions provided, will be split amongst all the different organizations. So all the support and attendance is appreciated. It starts Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th, and then all the way through Tuesday the 23rd. So there's 5 days total.
Five days. Pick whatever day works best for you and your family and go on out there. I understand there's 18 rooms in the mansion, right?
They're wonderful decorated rooms.
And so they each have different types of decorations there.
Different themes.
And different themes for each of them. And you mentioned, of course, the blue one, the ones decorated blue at the top of the stairs, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's from, those days will be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
That's their hours, basically, for coming out there each day. They do have free horse-drawn hayrack rides each night. There is an admission. Would you like to mention that? Do you have that?
Yes. Admissions, $8 for adults, $5 for children 4 through 12, and there is a free admission for military service members on Saturday, December 19th.
20th, actually.
I'm sorry, the 20th.
Saturday is the free admission for military service members. You're considered an adult, I guess, if you're 13 and older. I would have liked to be considered an adult. I thought I was an adult at 13. I thought I knew more than my parents at 13.
Hey,
I know. They reminded me often that you're not yet there. You need some more experience. I thought I was, but whatever. And then for ages 3 and under, it's free as well, too. So that's incentive. It's a family atmosphere. It's just great, a great way to spend an evening or part of an evening out
it's
there,
a good time.
Too.
And it's been a tradition, I believe, for a lot of families. The last few years I've been there, you can see the families coming back, and they've seen the rooms, but it's always a bit different every time they come.
That's the thing, you have to, it's not one of those been there, done that. It's been there, want to go back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And the people inside who are given the tours often share information about Buffalo Bill, his family, the history of the house.
Now, that would be the attraction for me. I love history. I just love hearing about historical figures, history surrounding a region, and in this case, a mansion, all the history. Mm-hmm. And
there's so much there.
A lot of stories, I'm sure, have been passed down about what went on there. So, and it's, there's heating stations, hot apple cider. You even get to enjoy roasted chestnuts. So when you hear the song talking about it, you can say, "Hey, I've had a roasted chestnut."
Yes.
And then, of course, cookies. Got to have cookies around this time. For sure. And then just a reminder that you need a valid state park permit for Nebraska to get in. And you can get those at the mansion. So if you don't have one, you're going out, you can just purchase one out there. Do you know what the cost on that? I don't know what the cost of a
permit. I'm not quite
permit
certain.
Is, but you can get them out there. But I think $8 is really reasonable for sure.
It used to be you could spend, I think it was $36, get your sticker and a duplicate.
Okay.
I don't know if that's changed this year.
Yeah, well, find out, I guess. But I think it's still, worth the experience to be able to do that and give your kids the experience. But adults will enjoy it, I think, just as much as the kids, for sure. Anything else you ladies wanted to mention while you're here?
No, thank you for having us.
We try to do that. My mid-plains guys are calling in. I guess that's my signal to wrap up.
But, all right.
we got everything that you wanted to mention out there, and that's what I wanted to make sure of. Our guests have been Jessica Vogt, the Executive Director of Families First here in Lincoln County, and Alicia Yamata, the Central Navigator. How many counties?
16 counties.
16. I won't ask you because I know you can't recite them all.
Thank you.
You were trying to spit them out before
we had them
on
a roll.
You got about half of them, I think. But you know the region. It's just hard to name all the counties within it when you got that many. Thanks, ladies, and you have a terrific, blessed holiday season with you and your families.
Thank you. You too.
See you in
Merry
January.
Christmas.